What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question that was written as part of a very nice review from Abby. Abby is 10 years old, and she asked, what if Alabaster Zero got fired and Pipio made him even sadder? Oh, that Pipio. Well, as you all know, the next few stories may be set in a place known as Alternia, where our normal characters may be quite different than what we expect. And speaking of different characters, our patron Silas submitted a really cool character named Ronnie Kind Cypress, also known as The Jet. Ronnie is a photographer who runs on batteries and is half rat, half robot, loves fruit, and is always happy. Wow, I like this Ronnie. So let's find out.
What if Dracomax gave a shout out to Monty?
Hey, Dracomax.
Monty is 7 and loves to draw all kinds of dragons. She even mailed you a drawing of me.
And I actually have her drawing of Dracomax on my fridge right now.
Well, I'd like to meow out Cecily and her black cat named Milo.
Thanks, JF Cat.
Cecily is 5.5 years old.
And I'm here to give a gritty, cool shout-out to Alex from Detroit, Michigan. Alex is 7, likes Minecraft, and reading books.
Wow, lots of shout-outs today.
Oh yeah, like mine for Ellen, who just turned 4 years old and loves unicorns, dragons, birdies, and playing with a big brother.
Yeah, then there's Isaac, who just turned 6, and he likes dragons, bears, his dog Charlie, and his sister Ellen.
Finally, one of our friends wanted to give their shout-out up for another kid. So they recorded this very, very quick thing that we're gonna play for you.
This is Inda, and I want my friend Winter to know that I love her.
That was so sweet, Inda. So thank you, Winter, Inda, Isaac, Ellen, Alex, Cecily, and Monsi. Now let's find out what if Alabaster Zero got fired and Pipio made him feel even sadder.
Last time on What If World, Fred the Dog licked the space-time continuum, also known as the STC or STIC, and doing so, he sent all of What If World into another reality, the world of Alternia. Fortunately, thanks to a protective spell and her fairy sprite powers, Pixie Caro was the only one who could remember what had happened. Now she's on a mission to find her president, wherever he may be. The fate of two worlds may hang in the balance.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that was.
That's funny. I don't know who I am either. All I can do is recap things that have already happened.
Okay, recap, just hang tight. All that stuff you said, well, it's gonna be really helpful for people to know.
Thank goodness I have a purpose. I'm not just a disembodied voice floating in the ether.
But for now, we're gonna need to take a brief detour and talk about our friend, Albatross Zero.
That's right, he did say Albatross Zero. You see, in this world, Albatross...
It's okay, Recap, I got it.
Oh, fine. I'll be floating in the ether if you need me. Need me.
Okay, we get it. You don't need the echo.
What echo? What echo are you talking about you echo?
Ooh, you really need to work on your echoes. Albatross Zero was an albatross, and if you've never seen or heard of that, it's kind of like a giant seagull. They can have a wingspan of 11 feet and can live for over 60 years. Typically, an albatross spends most of their life at sea, but Albatross Zero wanted to do something else with his life. So one day he flew inland to Alternia's detective school. He landed on the steps of the school in front of a little green mustachioed man.
My name's Albatross Zero, and I'm here to be a detective.
Okay, my name's a Pipoeiji. I'm just here for the burritos.
Detectives make burritos?
Oh, sometimes, I'm sure. But I like the ones from the stand around the corner.
Well, you know what's even better than burritos?
Tortas?
Maybe. Depends on how much you like bread. But I was referring to justice.
Oh yeah, in a sewer wizard land, there is cute little monsters, all different kinds, and they're jumping all over the place.
Oh, that sounds cute.
More didn't finish. If you cannot jump on their head, and those little monsters touch you, you get a really little.
That's terrible. As a very big bird, I find the idea of getting very little monstrous.
Exactly. Listen, maybe I help you become a detective, and then we get rid of all of the little bitty cuter monsters.
Or better yet,
said Albatross, using his big wings to grab the little sewer wizard by the shoulders.
Why don't we become partners?
And so Albatross Zero and Pipoeiji enrolled in detective school that very moment. Albatross was the most determined student the school had ever seen, even if he didn't always learn things as fast as everyone else.
Stop, thief!
Incorrect, Pipeo.
Oh, yeah, I cease and desist. You violate the municipal code 2Z House 2 Betamax 49.
That's correct.
I know, but it just means stealing.
No, it means removal of an object from another's person other than your own person's without the permission of the person from which you're removing the person's object from.
Okay.
But after years of study, Albatross Zero could fill out paperwork blindfolded and recite convoluted codes while gagged. Well, I mean, not really discernibly, but...
Well said, Alabaster. I hereby make you a detective, and your partner is Pipoeiji. Now go out and make people aware of the crimes that they are committing.
Then ask them to stop the detective's code.
And so Pipoeiji and Albatross Zero went to work keeping Alternia safe.
Oh, this is boring. I thought we were gonna go to jump on some monsters' heads.
I know, but we've learned that it takes a lot of bravery and intelligence to do good police work. And also patience. Lots and lots of patience.
Yeah, that's a part I really don't like. What if we're too patient and the monster's getting into people's houses right now?
You really think that could be happening?
I mean, we're not gonna know until we're in the houses looking for the monsters, right?
Oh, right.
Well, what are we waiting for?
An Albatross Zero flew with Pipoeiji on his back to the nearest house.
Open up, recent detective school graduates.
Huh? Who is it? It's 8 o'clock at night. I'm trying to get some sleep here.
Oh, look at him. He look like a monster to me.
What? This is my house. I live here.
I mean, yes, I'm a half rat, half robot with the printer coming out of my leg in a camera in my torso. But I'm not a traditional monster, if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, that sounds really monster to me.
What do I do as a monster? What do I do?
There's only one thing that a Pipoeiji do when he sees a monster.
Oh, I know.
You jump on his head. Yes.
Hey, no, please, come on. Don't jump on my head. It's a Tuesday night.
I get you, monster.
No. For an albatross. I'm just a little half-red, half-robot. What are you doing here?
Just to make sure you only jump on his head. Otherwise, he touch you and you go, wee, 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 and you'll get really small.
I wouldn't want to get really small. I'm big.
Seriously, who's your superior here? This is unacceptable behavior from detectives.
As you may have guessed, the half-rat, half-robot, whose head Albatross had just jumped upon, was Ronnie Kind Cypress.
Alright, I think there's been some kind of misunderstanding. This is my house, I live here, and you got no right to jump up on my head.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got so caught up in catching monsters.
A little furry, cute monsters like that, yeah.
No, I think we just made a big mistake, Pipoeiji.
Yeah, you sort of did.
Oh, why did I let you talk me into this?
It's the right thing to do, you gotta catch the little furry monsters. Wherever they hide in. Let's go to the next house.
No. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
Or is it a good idea?
Oh, I never thought that maybe it was a good idea.
for gross abuse of power and unlawfully perching upon the head of civilians. Detective Albatross Zero is henceforth stripped of his detectiveness.
Oh no.
And stricken from the ranks of the League of Detectives.
Why?
As for you, Pipe-a-Weegee.
Yeah?
We'll try to find you a less hot-headed partner.
Oh, that's a nice.
Thank you.
What? Pipe-a-Weegee, this was all your idea.
I wasn't the one jumping on the people's heads. No, no, no.
So Albatross Zero left behind his badge and exited the courtroom. The big bird didn't know what to do with himself.
And there was a knot of anger right in the middle of him that tightened his wings and clenched his beak and squinted up
his no longer detective-y eyes. But when he opened those eyes, he was right in front of Ronnie Kind Cypress's house again.
Oh, what am I doing here?
He said, as his little winged fingers were knocking on the door.
You again? Are you gonna jump on my head? Could you at least let me grab a helmet first?
No, I'm so angry. My friend didn't stick up for me. It's unfair.
Oh, unfair? Kinda like a giant bird jumping up and down on you when you was just minding your own business at home?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Albatross's wings slumped, and his neck bent so low that his beak was nearly touching the ground. Ronnie Kind was angry at the former detective, but as you know, he was also kind.
Ugh, I feel like I'm gonna regret this. What's your name?
Albatross Zero.
Alright, Albatross, you think you was treated unfairly, right?
Yeah.
Now you see that you was really unfair to me first.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, see? Because unfairness has a way of spreading unseen very quickly. So next time, just make sure to use your famara and avoid all this mess.
Famara?
Oh, wait, said the robot rat, looking Albatross up and down. You don't have a camera built into your torso that can measure fairness down to the nearest nano-virtue?
Nano-virtue?
Then I guess you're just gonna have to learn fair for yourself.
Sheesh, that sounds brutal.
No wonder you non-half robots are so unfair sometimes.
Oh, but I don't like it.
Oh no, the king of the sky with 10 times the lifespan of a rat bot has experienced unfairness.
Kind may be my middle name, Albatross, but I still don't gotta make you feel better about jumping on my head.
And he slammed the door.
Albatross Zero was alone, more alone than he'd ever felt. For the first time in his life, he had been the victim of unfairness, rather than the beneficiary.
I solemnly swear, from this day forth, I will be a champion of fairness.
What?
I said I'll be a champion of fairness.
I don't care. I already closed the door. I'm trying to recharge my batteries here.
I shall range from shore to shore and defeat unfairness in all its forms.
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to have a soliloquy here.
Well, a speech ain't a soliloquy if someone else can hear you.
Then what's the point of soliloquizing?
I honestly don't know, Albatross. I'm going to bed.
Okay, Ratbot.
It's Ronnie Kind.
Okay, Ronniebot. I know I've wronged you. So if sometime in the future you ever need me, you have but to call for Albatross Zero. He must be on his charging station. I'll just leave him a note.
And so Albatross Zero wrote a note and left it on the stoop of Ronnie Kind's apartment, before flying far away from Know-What City.
Where he was bound, nobody knows. What he would learn, no one could guess. Where he would get his favorite burrito, that I can tell you.
Recap, we need to move to the next part of the story now and find out what's going on with Pixicato.
It's really late to start talking about a new character. Don't you think that's sloppy storytelling?
Well, maybe. But Pixicato's been waiting in the present this whole time. She made her way all the way to Know-What City.
To find the League of Detectives.
Now you're getting it. And I hear that you are the best detectives at Know-What City, so I need your help finding Fred the Dog.
Oh yeah, we're the best detectives. Mostly because we're the only detectives.
What are you saying?
I'm saying everything's so good in Alternia.
Who needs a detective solving a crime?
Well, I need help finding someone.
Okay. Oh, what's their no what number?
Their what number?
No, the what number's private. I'm talking about the no what number. That's public.
What?
No what. Oh, this pixie is slow on the uptick.
I don't know his no what number. Can you at least help me find my parents?
Oh, you poor girl. Of course. What's their no what numbers?
I don't know anyone's know what numbers.
Wait a second. You don't know your own know what number?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Well, you come to the right place. Because we take all the people with the know what numbers and we put them right where they belong.
I do not like where this is going.
In a nice, warm cell. Until someone who know what your know what number is claims you.
That is so unfair. Fair?
No, it's very fair. Because it's how we do things here. So just go jump into the pipe. It'll take you straight to your cell and you'll be trapped there forever or slightly less.
Hey, kid.
Pixie Cat heard as Pipuigi was trying to lead her over to a big pipe.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I can help you.
Really? You know where Fred the dog is?
No, who's that?
You know where my parents are?
Kid, I'm a half rat, half robot. My mother was a microwave.
That is not really answering my question.
Hey, don't talk to that rat. He got my friend fired. He would have made such a good detective. It all started many years ago.
Oh, they already heard that part.
Kid, let's get out of here. Why is Wax nostalgic?
Why should I trust you?
Because I'm not trying to throw you in jail right now. And because I know someone who might want to help you. His name's Albatross Zero.
You rang.
Whoa, that's an insane coincidence. There's no way you could have got here that fast.
I really love the burritos by the detective school. I've been coming here for years.
Hey, Albatross, you can help me put these two people in jail.
Sorry, Pipuigi, but that wouldn't be fair.
And so the Rat Pot and the little fairy sprite girl hopped on the Albatross's back. And off they flew. Now that she had friends, would she be able to find the president of What If World? By the way, what is What If World? I only sprang into existence at the beginning of this episode. I really don't know what I'm doing.
Well, hereabouts where we would say the end.
But there's still so much we need to find out.
Well, not every story ends neatly.
That is so unfair.
Maybe it is. But it's still time to say
the end. I wonder.
Oh, it's a good start recap. Well, Abby and Silas, I hope you liked your story. Looks like we'll find out a little bit more about Alternia in the coming weeks. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, our co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song. And until we meet again, keep wondering.